So today I'm recording a different episode of the show. We are almost like 30 episodes in. When I started this, I wanted it to be a daily show. I thought I could record every day, but life just keeps happening and I just don't record every day. Every time that I can, I sit down and record. So the vision is to promote Zambia music because I've spent a lot of time in the music business and I've seen the challenges that the artists and the creatives go through in our country because we don't have the infrastructure that people can use to monetize. The channels of monetization are limited, and the compensation for the artists for the work that they do is limited. And also, the people, the artists themselves, are more concerned about the fame. But what they don't understand is that it's hard, it's very hard being a famous broke person. So you have to understand the full business. So the fact that the industry is not properly structured, there is an opportunity and there's so much great talent. If you go around like every region of the country you go to, there's so much great talent. There's every region has its own sound, great producers, great artists. But what we don't have is a thriving environment. It's happening. A few artists are breaking in, they're getting the corporate deals, but I don't think the numbers are right. Like they're getting checks, but I don't think the checks are what they're supposed to be if we utilize the full potential of the music industry. So I started this podcast, called it the Z Music Showcase, the Zambian Music Showcase, because I wanted it to be known that what we're trying to promote is the sound that is coming from this country, Zambia, my country. And we're trying to showcase the music that is not in the mainstream, but has potential to be in the mainstream if we could build a community around this. So with the power of the mic and the distribution channel, I put it out. The first couple of episodes, I was serious. Then I forgot about it for a while, and then I got back to it because I couldn't see all the statistics. I could only see the statistics from the dashboard on which I distribute this. But as time went by, I learned more about how to monetize, how people in other countries are doing it, and I realized that the power of the internet, we could do so much with this medium. Though our population, not everyone, uses the internet every day, but there's so much potential. So I look to that and said, how can we use the internet to market this art that is being made? Yes, we can showcase, but the numbers are not growing the way they're supposed to grow. But what happened is that the more content you put out, and if it's systematic, the audience that's growing, you, the people, the 10, the 15 people that actually tune in all the time, I put out an episode because they're engaging with this content, it's growing. The people that are listening to it on Apple Podcast, I get reports and we're doing numbers. So I decided that to make this episode to just say, going forward, like from this episode going forward, I want this to be more than just four songs, do a bit of marketing and leave. I want this to be more engaging. I want you, the people that actually listen to this point, to go to my website, Afrozam Radio. Go and engage with our contact form so that I know that you're tuning in, so that I get to engage with the people. I want you to follow the artists that we showcase. I want you to like, we create a community. We see how we can leverage the power of the internet to make sure that we're distributing. We are learning. Are we bringing on people that know marketing, people that are like running studios? How can we market our art? How can we add value to what is being made? And how can we leverage even this distribution channel? How can we make this show? The fact that we are getting 30, 50 plays on app, how can we grow that audience and make the money that other podcasters are making, other people are creating audio content, content that is meant to be listened to? How do we do that? How do we tell stories from here, our motherland, sell them out there and get people to engage? Those are the things that I want to explore. But this can be done when we build a community. And to everybody that is listening, that's what we want to do. So I always put an email in the description. And we listened, we launched a radio station. It's called Afrozam Radio. I realized the other thing is we have to own the infrastructure on which we put out the content that we're trying to sell. So Afrozam Radio is an online radio station, 24 hours. You can listen to it anywhere. We are on all global streaming platforms. It's really a great platform. If you take time to like go to the website, see the potential that it has. So right now we're just playing a lot of music, and the music that I'm promoting, it's the artists that I actually even showcase here and a couple of established artists. But what the vision for it is, not to just cater for the Zambian market. The vision is to cater for the African market, like creators that are creating content, people that are making podcasts. kind of a home for such creatives. We can showcase music, we can showcase podcasts, and there are a lot of other audio content that is being made around the country. So like the way I record and put this podcast out there is also one of the programs that are running on this radio station. It's easy to log in, to tune in. And if you're listening, you want to be part of this movement, go to our website, go and interact with one of our contact forms, go to the contact us page. Let me know that you're tuned in and how we can brand and grow this. We're a content creator. This is a platform that you can use to get your content to a lot of people. Right now we're at 7,000 listeners. I'm excited. I'm stoked. Every day when I log on, look at the dashboard, I always find people tuned in. That gives me hope. But the question is, how do we 10x that? How do we grow the audience? How do we monetize? How do we convince advertisers that this is a platform? We actually have an audience. Those are some of the things. This is a journey that I'm taking. Right now, a lot of people don't understand the power that this can do. Talking to a couple of politicians, seeing how it's going. But that's what I'm trying to create. And this is a call to everybody that listens to everything that I've ever created. Like, I know how big this can become. I've seen the potential. But right now, like, it's there, it's breathing. It's like Facebook in its initial stages. Like, we have a 24-hour platform. We can be live anywhere as long as we've got internet. We can broadcast high-quality sound. We've got an interactive, beautiful website that we set out. Everything is there. The only thing that's lacking is the content and the audience and the advertisers. How do we monetize? How do we get people to come and advertise on this? So that we get to pay for the cost that we are incurring every day. That's my biggest challenge right now. So to everybody that supports Zambian music, email me, contact me, let's get on this journey. I'll make as many episodes as we can. Yeah. This is like something that's not written down. I'm just like speaking out of the top of my mind, because not too many people actually listen to these things. But I know the people that actually tune in, because it shows me there. I need support with Afrozam. I need finances. I need like $500 to keep it going for like 3 months. And about $500 can keep it going for like 3 months. And in 3 months, we can get everything done. Right now, what we need is help. So if you're listening to this and you can help us in any way, email me and let's grow this. Help carry my vision forward. Crazy. And I hope this show grows. I hope we make money off it. And I hope, yeah, man. Yeah.